Before we proceed to Q&A, just a couple of administrative things. We will take questions in pairs. So two questions from the floor, followed by two questions from the teleconference participants. Those of you who are here in the room, please use the microphones. Otherwise, the teleconference participants will not be able to hear you. So we'll take the first question from the floor, please. No one? There's one over here. On my right.
Yeah, I'm Honzi from Credit Suisse. Could you explain to us what proprietary day trading involves? What exactly is it, the framework?
Okay, we are looking at introducing a new feature to allow day traders to do intraday shorting. But I will ask Chair Omar to elaborate further on this.
Proprietary day trading is an initiative of ourselves along with our regulators to try to improve regulated liquidity provision in the market. In most developed markets, there are investors who buy and sell stocks. There are also market makers, liquidity providers, professional traders who provide a warehousing facility so that the quality of the market is so that the liquidity in the market is continuous. Our objective is to create space for the development of a group of traders whom I would like to call liquidity providers. Among these that we currently have are people called termed as locals in the futures markets. For the equity market, in which we would like to see more sustainable velocity, we are creating a class of trader known as proprietary day trader. These traders will have the privilege of trading in the market intraday with provisions which are normally which are not available to all traders. We are planning to launch this initiative shortly in this quarter, and we will start off with a small group of traders who will initiate a proprietary trading for their own account. They will not be trading for clients, but they will be trading just for their own trading books. The purpose of these traders is to provide a catalyst in the market so that when normal investors wish to trade in stocks, that there is an additional catalyst to enable them to get their trades filled. Does that help? Perhaps there's a lot of detail, and I was trying to keep this general, and perhaps this is better taken offline. Thank you.
Next question, please.
It's basically part of our initiative to grow quality velocity. Yeah? And we are also going to offer trade fee concessions to the group of people. Sorry.
Okay, one more question from the floor before we take questions from the teleconference. Yes. Question in the front. Eileen.
Chair Yusli, Bursa Malaysia has recorded quite a big jump in your second quarter results. What contributes to your impressive earnings?
Sorry?
What contributes to this impressive earnings? Second Q.
Okay, basically the results are much better because of the increased trading volume that we've seen in the second quarter of this year. And this is, I believe, a result of various efforts that we have undertaken to enhance quality of markets,